Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has acknowledged that true peace and democracy exist in Ghana. He noted that he has been following developments in Africa and he is proud of the economic achievements of Ghana in particular. The former Brazilian leader was speaking at the Flagstaff House when he called on President John Mahama. Mr. Lula da Silva is in the country with 50 Brazilian businessmen for a business summit. He will also deliver a lecture as part of the 50th anniversary of the state insurance company SIC. Pascalina Dadavo reports.
Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is on a four-nation African tour aimed at strengthening relations and encourage business partnerships between Brazil and Africa. Ghana is the second country after Equatorial Guinea, and this is his third time here in Ghana. An astute politician who served two terms as president from 2003 to 2011, Lula da Silva's reign has been lauded by many as successful. The Brazilian economy saw a major boost during his tenure and became the world's eighth largest economy. His visit to Ghana with a huge delegation of businessmen is highly significant. This is because the second phase of the Better Ghana agenda seeks to look at expanding infrastructure development and ensuring effective collaboration with the private sector. President Mahama lauded the gains made under former President Lula da Silva's administration, adding that it is a model worth replicating. He said Ghana has a number of outstanding bilateral agreements with Brazil and will continue to tap into their experience.
You came to the Brazilian presidency at a time when Brazil faced serious financial crisis, and as a socialist, people wondered whether you were going to be able to fix it. But your leadership in Brazil has made Brazil emerge as one of the countries that has brought its people fastest out of poverty. And all of us respect you for your strong social protection program. And so we talk about the Brazilian model of economic development, and it encourages countries in Africa to look at Brazil and feel inspired that we can also do the same. And today, the countries to whom we are having bilateral cooperation in terms of infrastructural investment are more the BRIC countries. That includes Brazil, China, India, and several other countries. And so, certainly, we want to bridge the gap and to make our relations closer.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said he is convinced that the fate of Brazil is linked to the fate of Africa. He said Ghana has come a long way and his country is always prepared to partner here.
Vocês têm uma experiência extraordinária aqui em Ghana.
In Ghana, you do have an extraordinary track record. There's no one questions that the true democracy exists in this country. And the last presidential elections here in Ghana is a clear-cut demonstration of that. So that's why Brazil wants to be a partner, bringing a group of businessmen from Brazil to discuss not only from the viewpoint of the projects that are being developed in Ghana, but also other projects that are being defined by the African Union and through the PIDA, so that we can figure it out in which way and how can Brazil become a true partner.
The former Brazilian president, Lula da Silva, leaves Accra on Sunday for Benin and Nigeria.
Pascalina Dadavu.